Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Grey Poupon, one of life's finer pleasures.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming around the world at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a maintenance worker at a creepy massage parlor, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Please welcome Queen of the Oils, Alexis Thompson.
Heyo! Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny. Got to turn my mic on. That would help.
It's all right.
Good morning, gang. Good morning.
Good morning, all of you, on this Friday, September 11th, 2020. 6:03 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Hot Cross Bun Day. Welcome to National Make Your Bed Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
It is the end of the week, so it gives me great pleasure and joy to ask you, how the hell is your coffee today, Alexis?
Ooh, I got a big old cup of TGIF. It is a Frye celebration kind of yummy, yummy, yummy.
She said it.
That was just for you, Kenny.
Friday.
That's it. I'll see you guys Monday. No, I have Monday off. I'll see you Tuesday.
See you Tuesday. Right. See you Tuesday, Kenneth. Dawn, how's your Frye coffee?
Oh, gosh. It's tea, and it's not Frye, but it is proactive, it's reserved, and it's thoughtful.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Kenny?
Wonderful.
Jason?
Yeah?
My country, my coffee.
My country tis of me. Yeah. Go ahead.
My coffee is a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, a little bit of Memphis and Nashville, with a little bit of Motown in my soul. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I know I love it so.
Oh, Kenny.
Nice. I can't even, I'm not going to try to top that, so I'll just say, mine's damn good. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Mm. Cheers. Mm. Oh, that's good. I'm going to do one more sip, or I won't be able to do the show. Mm. Mm-hmm. There we go. Well, we made it, everyone. Yeah. We made it. It's Friday.
It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We had Monday off, but...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
It feels like, wow.
Yeah, I'm now 53 years old. Yeah, I've aged about 10 years in this last week here. Yeah, I'm loving the 50s. They're fantastic. I bypassed the late 40s. I'm right into the 50s. But yeah, it's here. I'm very excited that it's Friday. I really am. And I think the sun's going to shine today, which is nice. And
it is,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
it is. Okay, good.
It was beautiful too, though, guys, right?
It was. A little bit, yeah. I went for a little jog that did help me clear my mind, and yeah, it was nice. And then had dinner with Kyle and watched Housewives, and yeah, it was a decent Thursday. So, and we had on the talk show yesterday, we had our vet, Dr. Eric Ruin from the St. Paul Pet Hospital. And he does a segment with us where he answers pet questions. And someone had a great question. And it was one of those moments in our own show where I'm like, I learned something today. The question was, do dogs have a sense of time? And her example was, you know, does Fluffy know or care if I leave her, you know, during the workday? Does she realize the concept of time? Like, if I stay longer at work, is she heartbroken that I'm an hour late? And Dr. Ruland said that research shows that after 5 minutes, dogs really don't have a sense of time. Like, they can't. Like, they don't have a sense of, if you're gone an extra hour, don't feel guilty. Like, they don't care.
They still miss you.
Yeah. Now, let me say this right now. Whenever we talk about animals, we are flooded with emails. Please don't email me. If you
You're
disagree,
the messenger here.
I'm the messenger. If you... Please, for the love of all that's holy, I'm just telling you what this particular vet said. I found it fascinating because it flies in the face of what I thought, because I think Dexter does know time, because that little bitch at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Dawn, thank you. Dawn.
It's uncanny.
AM or PM?
PM. At 4 o'clock, and Dawn is my witness. That little biatch.
He starts looking at you.
Spoiled. He will start staring at you. He will look at you, won't he, Dawn? Yeah. And he'll just stare.
He'll look at you, and he'll come over and sit right next to you and look in your face, and then sometimes put his paw out on your arm. Like, I'm here, I need you to feed me.
I need you really to pay attention. Stop looking at the TV. I'm literally right here. And if you do ignore him for a certain amount of time, Dawn's right, he will start to hug you. Like, he'll put both of his paws on your chest.
Yeah.
And then just look at you like, hello, I'm here.
A ticka-tacka, a few now.
And because I usually do the 4 o'clock feeding, because Colin's usually gone working. So he at least knows time. And Biggie knows Fridays. So I also question this.
How do you know that?
Because that little fat sausage. When we get home, I should tape. You know what? Tape this, Jason. It's not the 80s. I should Instagram this, because when I get home today, he will start following me around, which Biggie never does. Biggie couldn't care less about my activities. He knows Fridays means the lake. He knows that we are going up to the cabin. And that means grandma's there. That means he gets fed 7 times a day. Means he gets to go outside. So he knows our rhythm. So if Colin comes home early today, he starts like going in circles. And he knows that if Colin's coming home early and we grab a bag, if we grab our duffels, then it is. All hell breaks. Oh, yeah. It is Harry Carey up in the house. He runs to the door. And then when we put his collar on, he's like a little horse that can't, like, we're holding him back. He's trying to run down the hallway to the elevator. And we're like, I'm like, Biggie.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. He can't wait for Fridays. He loves the lake. He is a lake dog. But I question the research that dogs don't have a sense of time.
Yeah, especially surrounding food. I agree with you on that. It actually makes me a little sad to know that no matter the time, they're either going to say, okay, they're gone, whatever, goodbye, or they miss you at the same degree.
Yes.
Because there's some days I'll leave and Ricky's crying. And I'm like, does he cry the whole time? I don't know.
Oh.
Should turn the baby monitor on and see.
Oh, but, he whimpers. He whimpers.
Yeah,
and whines.
He wants to come. He wants to go on the ride. You know, he just wants to be with us all the time. So
yeah,
I know.
What about Packy?
Packy's like whatever. He's one that's motivated by food.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's all like come on, like Dexter, like feed me.
Yeah,
it's
feed
time.
Me.
So do you think it's a sense of time, or it's just that their stomach is telling them that they're hungry and that's why they know, but they actually don't.
Good question.
Think okay, it's been 6 hours.
That's a great question. I'll have to ask Hot Vet the next time I talk to him. So
Hot,
he's a very good looking guy. Yeah, he's a very good looking man. Yeah, he's a good looking guy, and he's nice, and he's a good vet. But yeah, he's a good dude. But yeah, there's certain people, there's certain viewers that on Facebook, it's hashtag Hot Vet, which cracks me up. I'm like, yes, he's a good looking guy. Yeah, the viewers Hot Vet. So, but he knows his stuff, and he has the most adorable, I believe it's a lab, Butter is her name, and she's like 4 months old. She's adorable. And she got in the segment yesterday. She was sitting behind him during the Zoom call, and it was, that dog is so pretty. I love a pretty lab.
Cute.
Love a good, right, Lex?
They're so smart. Packy is, and he's just, he's the smartest dog I've ever had.
Yeah, they're good boys and girls. 6:12 is the time. Okay, go get some more tea if you're Dawn. Go get some more bourbon if you're Alexis. And go get some more coffee if you're Kenny and me, because we have much more ahead. At the very end of the show, Dawn will be punished like she's never been punished before with her assignment for forced movie reviews.
Well, you're going to say something else.
No, not like that, Dawn. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm on Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything George W.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Thank you. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and Kenny and you. It's coming up on 6:18.
Oh. Happy Friday.
It's Alexis, Sarah, Kenny. She's doing
seriously,
it again.
Seriously, you've got to calm down, Alexis.
What is up?
Chill pill, girl. Chill pill.
I had a lot of coffee today. Did I feel good. I just, good. Man, you're right. I'm going to crash, though, right
you
after
will.
The show, because last night was a rough road.
Okay.
Well, with that baby, man. Whew, he sleeps when he wants to. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
He didn't sleep.
How are you not tired, kid?
Zen didn't sleep last night?
No, not very well at all. I'll be happy during the day. Like, he took a nap. Great. And then he wakes up 25 minutes later. I'm like, aren't you still tired? Like, this is not enough for a nap. Mama can't do anything right now.
Does he not know his mother hosts a morning radio show?
Right.
I mean, come on, kid. Come on. Seriously. How inconsiderate, as Tracy would say.
Someone's considered it.
That's right.
And he's very mama's boy right now, which I know changes, ebbs, and flows, but...
You know,
yeah.
But still, he did say on Hill's name first, but I'm not going to remind you of that. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming up on 6:19, Tan Mom, did you get a lot of sleep last night?
I'm declining that answer.
Okay, I'll ask you later. It's fine. Gosh, she's
so rude.
She's so difficult. State fair's over. I'm sorry we didn't have one. But I mean, the state fair food parade is behind us. Labor Day is behind us. I was wondering, though, because, you know, we heard that day one was a huge success, which I don't think I trumpeted enough. It is really hard to pull off a brand new event at the scale of this. So I want to say again, congratulations to our friends at the State Fair. Because I didn't hear a lot of bitching and moaning, which in 2020, that's all we do. So congrats. But I was wondering kind of the success of it. I know maybe some of you were too. Lex, do we know how it did?
Yes, I've got some numbers for the 13 days of the food parade at the State Fair. And looks like here 19,000 vehicles traveled through the modified fair this year.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Was Kenny, were you one of them?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Well, this is not going to make you feel good either, because, you know, we were all looking forward to thinking about the turkey to go.
Yeah.
They sold 16,050 pounds at the turkey to go stand.
Whoa.
Turkey meat and drumsticks during the 13 days of the parade.
That is a lot of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not normally what they usually do, but still, that's a good amount. Yeah.
Yeah, for this, modifying this, 60,000 pounds of potatoes were used to make fresh fries during those 13 days. 70,000 lemons were squeezed to make lemonade at the cheese on a stick stand in the fresh squeezed lemonade booth. 15,000 sticks were used for the giant egg rolls, and 87,000 wontons were hand folded to make their garlic cream cheese wontons.
Oh,
yum.
I love how they know this.
Doesn't that sound good right now?
Mm-hmm. 47,000 napkins were used.
Yeah.
72,000 straws.
Well, you know, whenever you go to a vendor, seriously, you're like, can I have an extra plate? And they're like, nope, sorry,
nope,
inventory.
Sorry.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
200 miles is what the mascots traveled along the parade as they waved to attendees.
Hello, everybody.
In the mascot, Fairchild and Fairborn. And beer. How much beer do you think was sold?
9 million gallons.
I'm going to go with 7 million, Chuck.
7 million. 220,000. Well, actually, that's how many cups were sold.
Whoa.
Remember, they were doing their cups. Their
that's
iconic cups.
Yeah.
And then also some artists, they did a virtual art exhibit. 346 artists showed. The 67th Princess was crowned.
Can we back up a second?
Yes.
So they were selling beer to go, handing it to you in your cup. What is this, Wisconsin?
Right. I was like, I feel like I'm in New Orleans with like a drive-through hurricane. Yeah.
Give me a roadie.
I messed up there.
I'm bleep-faced. I got to keep this buzz going.
Keep it going. We're driving. Could be very dangerous. No, I'm sorry. Those cups, that I read it wrong because I was thinking, oh, they sold that many cups? But those were the actual... Remember they were selling the iconic cups that you can take home?
Those empty cups.
It wasn't actually filled with beer. That was wishful thinking.
I thought the same thing, Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost drunk enough to drive.
Right. That would have been a very bad formula.
Give me four more.
My bad. Sorry, guys.
It's all right, Lex. It's Friday. You've protected yourself by saying you have lack of sleep and you drank a lot of coffee. So you're fine.
Yeah.
You're,
okay.
You'll be forgiven for whatever you say today.
All right. Thank you. But hey, it was a great success.
Good. I'm glad for those vendors. That's, they needed a little something,
it's for sure.
For all their employees, the teenagers that they employ, their families. I mean, this is the big kahuna for all of them. A lot of them rely on this, the 12 days to fund their year. And so I'm glad they had that. I was telling Dawn and Alexis in a little tangent, different restaurants all around the cities did some sort of state fair promotions. I happen to know about, Rosedale's promotion. They did the Minnesota State Fair, F-A-R-E, and huge success. And Rosedale, me aside, we've always known it. Rosedale's been a longtime partner of My Talk for many years.
Oh, we love Rosedale.
They, when malls are crumbling, Rosedale just keeps trying to innovate. And I love that about the crew over there. I really do. Their state fair promotion was a big success. The items were well received. Rick Nelson from the Star Tribune highly rated several of the items. And I happen to have some inside information on that. And, it really helped the vendors. Let's just say that. It really boosted foot traffic and it boosted the vendors there. So it was well received, which is good.
That's so great. Just as a side note, I get made fun of by MC. He just giggles endlessly when I say it's by Rosedale Center. Because the center is, he thinks that's so funny. Because I
what
say
it's called,
Rosedale
though.
Center, and he goes, he's like, oh gosh, okay, Rosedale Center, and he's like, you mean Rosedale Mall? And I'm like, yeah Rosedale Center. He goes,
okay.
No, yeah, Dawn, exactly. Leave her alone. Lex and I will, that's what it's called.
It's a center.
Right, Lex? It is Rosedale
but
Center.
I guess it has been remarketed to be Rosedale Center.
Yes, it has.
I will join MC in mocking all of you. It's Rosedale Mall.
Nope. Tan Mom, what do you call it?
Quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
Oh, she doesn't crap about anything today.
He doesn't care. But
we've done a lot of events there, and every time we've had a Santa stop or a crafty thing, I said Rosedale Mall. Yeah. I always came back going, it's Center. I'm like, oh, whoops.
Rosedale Center. Okay, all right.
Sorry
about
that.
Kenneth, not Kenny.
Fine. Jason, Alexis, Dawn, and Kenneth will return after these important messages. Stay right there. Birthday cake. We're sweet and we're back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Baskin Robbins. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenneth. It is coming up on 6 right now, 6:31 on the dot as we prepare for the weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, if you missed the show live. You can download our podcast a little bit later today. And don't forget to activate My Talk on all of your in-home kitchen devices, like your Echoes, your Apple HomePods. Make sure you put My Talk on all of those items. I already gave you the time, and if you forgot it, that's your problem, not mine. Let's just get this gross, horrible, sad news out of the way. What I saw this headline, and because this family drives me nuts, I admittedly didn't click on it. What's going on with the Goslins? Is it with Kate or John?
It's actually with John. Oh, one of their sons, of course, this is John and Kate plus eight, the stars of that TLC show, who have since split quite a while ago. Their kids are now, you know, they have two older twins who are 19, and then they have the sextuplets who are 16. So one of the 16-year-olds, Colin, lives with his dad. John has two of the kids, or had two of the kids. The rest are with Kate, and they don't see him. So this is the son, Colin, who lives with him. Last week, he put on Instagram a post about how yesterday my dad beat me up and thought nothing of it. He punched me in the face and gave me a swollen nose, and I started bleeding. He then continued to kick me in the ribs after I was on the floor. He is a liar. My dad is a liar. Now, he's deleted that post since then, but charges were filed against him, and Kate Goslin is absolutely beside herself. You know, she says that, you know, she doesn't want her kids anywhere around him, and she doesn't want this swept under the rug. You do not punch and kick your children. You do not kick a child. I don't want to hear any excuses from anyone, not from his father, not from local law enforcement, not from court personnel whose job is supposedly to ensure the best interests of my children. There is a child abuse law. Section 8I states that doing any of the following, regardless of whether it causes injury, is child abuse. The first one on that list is kicking, period. So I guess they got into a fight in the car. You know, they were yelling at each other and everything. And then whenever they pulled into the garage and got out of the car, Colin, the 16-year-old, he had, you know, threw like a soda bottle or something, like picked up something and threw it at the car, and it dented his dad's car. That's whenever he punched him in the, got him in a headlock, punched him in the face, allegedly, all of this is allegedly, you know, kicked him. And so that's where we are now as far as that situation there. So, it's just, you know, I know everybody has a hard time with their teenager. Things happen where you're screaming at each other. It's just the nature of raising a teenager. It just gets to that point sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they try to, you know, do what they want to do, press their boundaries or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it can get to the point where you're yelling. But this is just, no, absolutely not. It just goes beyond.
Yeah. I mean, I am not a parent. I have not raised a teenager, Dawn and Kenny. I mean, this just seems, there's not even a question. I mean, it just seems, I don't know. And John,
so sad.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I have to admit, this is the first thought. Obviously, the welfare of the kid, but I'm also thinking, I already kind of thought he was a buckethead anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a moron. You are a public person who the tabloid press is waiting in the bushes, probably to try to nail you on something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you walk a straight line for the rest of your life? Not only the tabloid press, but you and your wife, ex-wife, basically hate each other.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that his first instinct, I mean, he should know better.
No matter what.
Yeah,
yes. Rage, just you lose it. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, he didn't care about that in that moment.
Yeah, very true. I'm just saying, it's just further proof. I think he's just a buckethead, but.
Wow, and the fact that the kids are separated like that, I mean, how would you work that out with eight kids to, you know, who's with mom this week, who's, you know, or to separate two from the others, to make that choice too, wow. I loved this show. This is what's so sad. Remember, Jace, I used to watch this. I loved the family, thought they were so cute, and they were just great, and then, wow, just that we're here just feels...
I guess
just so sad.
I guess also this is the son who spent over 2 years away from the family in a program for children with special needs before moving in with John. And I guess Kate adds, the police advised me that they remove Colin from John's home immediately. And as far as I'm aware, he's still not back. So that's good.
I do. I just feel you're right. The weird separation of these kids. I hate to say this, But it's going to take a miracle for some of them not to have some lasting psychological damage from their life experiences due to their parents, really. I mean, or parent or whatever. It's
and then growing up with a camera in your face like that, in the crew, and now they're not there. And
again, Oprah said it in 94, and I'll say it again when she was talking about child stars. Fame is almost impossible for adults to wrap their minds around. It is almost impossible for children to do it. And all of these children not only had fame thrusted upon them, they had the destruction of their parents' marriage as well, quickly thereafter. And yes, and all that animosity. It's just a lot. It's a lot of weight on a kid's shoulders, a lot of emotional baggage that they shouldn't have to carry through their own lives. But
I wonder if Lindsay Lohan can relate.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good comparison.
You live such a double life when you're famous like that, because there's the public perception and being placed on a pedestal and people worshiping you, and then just the reality that you're just a normal person doing normal things every day outside of the public's eye, you know?
Yeah, and then the deal goes away, and then you have to live a normal life and get a normal job and...
Yeah, and then people for the rest of your life going, aren't you that one kid that was on that one show?
Yeah.
And boy, how you've fallen, you know, comments like that, stuff like that.
Absolutely. It is 6 or 8. Lex, you mentioned Lindsay.
Yeah.
What is she doing? Do we know? Well,
she's another person who has gotten so many chances, whether it's the TV show. Yeah. You talked about Oprah. Remember, Oprah did a whole thing about her, and it's her comeback, and she... Was the show on the network? Lex. It was on OWN. Yeah,
the first year of OWN. That's right. It was a much, much anticipated reality show with Lindsay.
Yeah. Well, it turns out too, at around the same time, she got a book deal from HarperCollins, and they gave her an advance of $365,000. She never wrote it.
Uh-oh.
She was supposed to write it within a year. They gave her another 2-year extension. And finally, they said, hey, it's been 6 years now. We want our advance back. You never wrote the book. Give us the advance back. And now they're suing her because, of course, she hasn't paid that back yet. But I always laugh a little when you hear some of the way that their lawyers, you know, write about this. Here's just a little bit from their complaint. By failing to return the money to the plaintiff upon the defendant's breach of the agreement, the defendants have received a windfall and have been unjustly enriched.
What?
Let's just say it that way. I'm like, really? Just give me my money back.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, so they're suing her, and this memoir was supposed to be about her life and her troubled life, but also she had just come out of rehab. So now they're saying, come on, you got to pay us back. And she's not, I guess the whole deal was worth $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
like, write your book. Come on.
Who takes the money and then just doesn't follow through?
Someone who feels entitled.
What in the world? Like, what do you think's going to happen?
Yes.
Obviously, you have to do some work. You can't just take something that, for most people, is like 6 years' salary even more. You know what I mean? I mean, well, more than that. I'm very bad at math. But, you know, it's crazy. It's just thinking, well, this is just what I'm owed, and I don't have to do anything? Come on. Mm-hmm.
That's probably the way her life has been. You know, here's this. Oh, you can't pay back. No problem. It's
no problem.
You're
Lindsay. I'm Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just open up a club in Mykonos and we'll be fine.
Right. Oh, that didn't work out, did it?
No,
sure didn't. Coming up on 6:41, this month, My Talk's Listener Rewards is hot. Red hot. Sizzling hot. Get lit with $1,500 Lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. We're also giving away $200 Staples gift card for a home office upgrade, $100 to Dick's Sporting Goods, and gift cards to Starbucks and Chipotle. To sign up for listener rewards, it's really easy. Just go to our website, which is mytalk1071.com. When we come back, a Friday favorite, TVTRL. Get ready to smile, dance, and sing right after these words.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
On Beauty and the Beast, just the thought of what can never be is love enough.
It's the rarest kind of love.
Then on Dallas, guess who's really behind the battle for Southport?
You want to ruin JR, you hit him from all sides.
And on Falcon Crest.
What does a girl have to do to get a date with you, Lance?
I couldn't possibly guess.
Friday.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Hey, we're right here, Rocco. It's so rude. It's a don't forget tonight on CBS, Falcon Crest, Dallas, and Beauty and the Beast. It's all starting at 8, 7 Central and Mountain.
That's
a quality night of television right there. Quality night of television. I miss it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Even Beauty and the Beast. Coming up on...
I had to go to bed after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you weren't allowed to watch Dallas. Yeah.
Nope.
My mom didn't care about that. She's like, oh, go ahead. Watch middle-aged people have sex. It's fine. Go ahead. It's fine. Watch them have affairs. Go ahead. It's fine. Just go ahead. Right. Watch JR drink bourbon in the middle of the day repeatedly. Go ahead. It's fine.
It can't be any worse than what I was watching on Days of Our Lives.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. I was watching General Hospital. I'd come home. I felt I was so naughty, but I was really couldn't wait because I wanted to know what happened. Because I was the first one home from school. So I had 45 minutes to watch all by myself, and they were kissing and stuff.
Oh, my God. But then you had to miss the last 15 minutes. So you're like, oh, but they'll just replay whatever last scene there was. They always do that.
They always do.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
It is so funny. I mean, if for all of the primetime soaps that I watched, I never, ever got into daytime soap operas, ever.
Really?
And you would think, yeah, and I don't like them. I never have. My mother watched General Hospital for years, like every woman in the early 80s. But I never, ever, ever got into the daytime soaps. I would try, like my friend Ann's mom, she was obsessed with Days of Our Lives. I mean... The way that I am with Dallas, she kind of was with Days of Our Lives. She loved the characters of Jack and Jennifer back in the late 80s, early 90s. She liked Jack and Jen so much so that she would go to conventions and whenever they were making an appearance. Oh, yeah. She loved Jack and Jennifer. And if you were around in the 90s, you're smiling big right now if you were a Days. Do you remember Jack and Jen, Dawn?
Absolutely. What about Patch?
Oh, she loved. Oh,
don't
yeah.
Don't get me started on Patch. He's still on too.
Peter. Peter O'Rourke. Isn't it Peter O'Rourke? Or, yeah,
something like that.
He's still on.
Yeah. Wow. He's still on. Oh, so in my town, they played Days twice. It would air at noon. And then it would air again at 3 o'clock. So at noon, I'd run when I was in high school, I'd go to the bowling alley. I'd watch the first 25 minutes.
What, Kenny?
Yeah. And then
my goodness.
And I'd watch it with Shirley Elmer in the bowling alley. And then at 3 o'clock, school would let out, and I'd be home by 3:20, and I'd be able to watch the last 35 minutes.
Oh my God, nice. That just doesn't seem like what you would be doing in high school.
Yeah, I was big in the Days. It's my mom's fault.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
When did you stop watching?
Did I stop watching?
Yeah. You still watch it?
Okay.
Now I watch it with the sound down. So and every now and then.
Oh my God!
Every now and then I have to take to Twitter and get some background on what's going on.
Oh my gosh. This is
great. Do you have a favorite character? Like characters? Who do you enjoy or have enjoyed?
What was her name? She came on in the 80s. Hope. I really.
Oh,
she
just Christian quit Alfonso. The show.
Oh, yeah.
She has some bad blood with them now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad. They didn't treat her very well. After the pandemic, it was like, oh, okay, well, we're going to go back. Or after, like it's ended. So they stopped filming, and then they told her, we're going to bring everybody back at this time. And they're like, but we won't bring you back for, it was something like 8 months.
Yeah.
And then your storyline will be as follows. And she was like, what?
No. Sorry. Yeah, they were like, sorry, you're over 22. We don't want you anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite part of the show was McDonald Carey doing the opening. And these are the days of our lives.
Well, Kenny, as I often say to Alexis, thank you for setting me up perfectly for our very first...
Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Requests Live, with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
Thank you very much, Rocco. We know exactly where we're going to start today for TVTRL, and this comes complete with the legendary In Living Color notice from NBC. This is from a Days of Our Lives episode in the early 70s. Here we go.
Yes.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
That brings me back. Holy
Does that make you happy, Kitty?
Eating corn nuts and drinking Coca-Cola with Shirley. Yeah. Great.
Well, we'll continue with our soap opera theme. Lex loves when we have themes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move to ABC. I mentioned this. Here's the original theme to General Hospital. Remember that.
Yeah.
That my like I said, my mom watched that and I would hear it in, you know, in the living room all the time. I'm like, oh, she's watching it.
Like, this is my time to get the rainbow the rainbow sherbet.
Yep.
She's distracted. Get some snacks.
Well, and I passed when I was in California last year with my friend Haley. We passed. She pointed out on the way to Disneyland the actual General Hospital where that hospital is. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, even though I didn't watch it, it's still I love to see pop culture things like that.
Yeah.
So let's stay with ABC. There is nobody in soap operas like Erica Kane. We're heading to Pine Valley. Here's All My Children's. Opening up that photo album. That's I always wonder where the names came from. Like, children. Like, where did that come from? Yeah, I don't know. Let's move. This is still ABC. This was One Life to Live. They're open from 1986.
Here's what to do when you don't find the rainbows in this time. Here's where you go.
That being that way.
Wow. My that was super 80s.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah.
That is crazy. And then finally, I would be remiss if I did not play The Young and the Restless because, well, you know, it is one of the classics. So here's a little bit of The Young and the Restless.
Oh.
That's basically about it. It repeats. There we go.
Yeah. It's 20 minutes of that.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, there we go. A trip down soap opera memory lane. Hey, everyone. It is 6:55. Don't forget, follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson. And if you know what's good for you, don't you dare follow Kenneth. Stay right there. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these words.
It's a beautiful